All right, man, you're ready to go.
Welcome to Race Time Radio. You'll hear from the best in Canadian U.S. racing this week. Grab a cold one and stick around.
All right, you're good. They've got a car in the wall in three.
The starter tower has signaled. We're ready to roll. It's Race Time Radio, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Chisholm.
And good evening, Canada. How are you tonight? Oh, so glad you could tune in all live tonight on Racetime Radio, all live from the Racetime Radio studio. So glad you could tune in. Have we got a lineup for you here tonight on the program? We're going to touch them all, man. We're going from the East Coast to Canada, all the way up to the West Coast. Excuse me, that snuck up on me. Let me tell you who we got coming on the show tonight. We're going to kick it all off talking Ontario Sportsman Series with a driver that is on his way to the top. He drives the number 44, and his name is Brad Robinson. He's going to join us right off the hop. We're going to talk NASCAR Canada with a guy that is, let's call him a road course ace, but he's pretty damn good on ovals too. We've got the number 59 coming up tonight. Gary Klute is going to join the show. We'll also get off to BC, and we'll welcome in the driver. First time here on Racetime Radio. He drives the sprint cars out of Chilliwack, BC, but there is no dirt tracks as far as I know out in BC. I thought, wow, this is kind of unusual. Sprint car driver all the way from Chilliwack. Where does he race? He races Washington, Oregon, California, all down in the U.S., and does a great job. Levi Klute is going to join us tonight. I do believe that's how you pronounce his last name, but we're going to find out. Chase Pensino was at a track for the first time just last night. Well, first time for him. He has done testing there, never raced, but Chase Pensino is going to join us. He was in the Icebreaker 75 last night. He got some results. He got battered around a little bit towards the end of it. But we'll check in with Chase Pensino here tonight. And then, in the final hour, we're going to go all the way out to Canada's East Coast. We'll talk Super Late Model Series, Speedway 660. They had a busy, busy weekend at Radical Speed Sport in Halifax over the weekend. And he's coming off that show and coming on this one to talk some more racing as if he hasn't done enough of it all weekend. Brett Roy is going to join the show here tonight. We'll talk to him about all of the above. But what do you say? Oh, and I got results, too. We did have a track go green on the weekend. Merrittville Speedway. I'll get you up to date on the winners from Merrittville that just happened yesterday. But we'll get to that. And a bunch more, I might add. But what do you say? We get to that Zoom line and welcome in guest number one. He drives the 44 in OSS competition. It's Brad Robinson. What's going on tonight there, Brad? How are you, buddy?
Good, bud. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
You want to believe it, man. You got that 44 car all shined up, all rebuilt, ready to rock and roll, or what?
We're getting there. We're cutting it down to the wire this year, but we made a lot of changes. Feel like we made a lot of good changes this year. So just trying to tidy everything up, and we'll be ready for Delaware here in a couple weeks.
How many years have you raced OSS, Brad?
So this will be only my second full-time season. Mm-hmm. I ran part-time for the first 2 years.
Right.
And then after that, we jumped into it full-time. So this should be my third full-time season.
Oh, cool. And where is home for you?
So I'm up here in Huntsville, kind of Muskoka. So we're kind of out of the base of it a little bit. We're about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Barrie. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a trek for us to some of these tracks like Sauville, Delaware. Surprisingly enough, you know, Sunset is technically our home track.
Right.
That's the closest one, but I did start at Peterborough. But yeah, some of these drives are pretty far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they would be. Too bad Barrie Speedway still not on the schedule, right? I bet you partook at Barrie Speedway back in the day.
Yeah, so my dad raced there a little bit. Actually, my very first car, the Super Stock, when we built that, we actually built it to Barrie's rules. They had the driver's meeting, stuff like that. You know, the track's not going to be closed, anything like that. And then built the car, unfortunately found out that that the racetrack did shut down. So we found our home at Peterborough Speedway. And even though it's a little bit farther than Sunset, it still, for me, is home. It's the track that I feel the most comfortable at.
Well, and it's cool, too, right? With the OSS, you do run on Peterborough Speedway. So at least you've got a home track race that you can look forward to on the schedule.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, even, like, the hardest part with, for me, to adapt with these cars is, you know, moving from track to track, right? You know, you go to Delaware, big track, right? And then you go to the little fishbowl at Varney, right? So every single week, you're resetting as you're moving along. So it's kind of nice to go back home at Peterborough Speedway, a place that is familiar for me and a place that we've had, you know, good success at. So
how is the 44? You got it all decaled up? Do you got all your sponsorship? Do you got any more room if somebody wanted to sneak on that car somewhere?
We always have room. We're always looking for partners. A lot of returning partners this year. Gravett GM, Muskoka Jet Ski Rentals, Orbis, Salon Juniors Tires, and then Self-Store Storage with Matt jumped on board this year. As well, North Country Communications is a big one that's joining us again this year. So lots of returning partners, which is always good. As you know, the sport runs on money, right? And, you know, we rely on our sponsors a lot. So it's good to have great partners that are returning. But there is always room.
What's the vibe like from the competitor side of the fence? It looks from my side that the momentum is definitely there for OSS this year, and probably even more emphasis this year than it has been in the past. Is it the same way for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? When I joined OSS, I'm actually very glad when I did join, because it was right in the middle of towards the end of the pandemic, right? And, you know, the series just started up. People weren't racing. Everybody sold their cars or moved on, right? You know, and we were a smaller series. We had to go back and rebuild, right? So it was kind of nice for those first 2 years to kind of, you know, get my feet wet, not as many cars on the track. And, you know, you start to get competitive as, you know, the years go on, you start to get more comfortable with the cars. And now we're starting to build momentum. The series is gaining more drivers, you know, a big one for like Corey McAllister, right? He's a huge influence on our series, right? And then you got, you know, the Herniacs, Trevlins. So this year for us is a lot more serious, right? Like we still go back to the basics of it's just racing. It is fun. But I think this year is probably going to be the most challenging year, right? You know, we did have some surprise guests last year with Amanda Balsam and Amber Balkan. And, you know, so it is gaining traction. We are having some drivers come in, which is positive.
Pretty cool. Amber goes up just this weekend at Talladega, comes home top 10, 7th place finish for Amber. She was doing pretty good in the OSS when she was in it. I know she didn't have the finish where she wanted it, but nevertheless, kind of cool when you get somebody like that puts a bucket on and jumps in with you guys. That's a daunting task. I don't care who it is getting behind the wheel. I believe Schrader was behind the wheel a couple of years ago at Full Throttle. And I know talking to Kenny at Oswegan last year, I sort of brought that up. What did you think of the OSS back when you were in it? He said, those are the real deal car, man. They're like, he had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of cool because these cars, the easiest way to describe them is it's a lot of horsepower on a small tire, right? And then the nice part with these cars is we're not running, you know, this took me a while to learn. We're not running 30-lap features, right? We're running 100 laps. You know, that's a long time, right? So, you know, you get in it, you get right up to the front, you burn out all your equipment by lap 50 and everybody's flying by it, right? So it's kind of cool where you have a lot of motor, not a lot of tire, and you got to manage all your stuff, right? Oh, and race. Yeah. So it is a lot.
Yeah, well, those two words have never gone together. Go out, go as fast as you can, but I need you to save me some.
Yeah.
I don't know where that ever come from, but it's true. Yeah. But it's difficult to do, I can guarantee you that. Brad, how's the crew looking this year? Do you got all the guys in the right places to jack that baby up, fill it with gas, and get you on your way?
Yeah, absolutely. We got more help than ever this year. My girlfriend has actually been in the shop with me, taking apart a lot of the decals, helping out where she can. So it's always good when you have support from your girlfriend. And then also we have a lot of family friends that come out and help. You know, like Delaware is a little bit far of a track for us, so it's kind of more, you know, just who can make it and who can help out. But, you know, a lot of the closer races like Sunset, Peterborough, we do get a lot of help that shows up, which is nice.
Well, you're going to have to keep your eye on the number 44 of Brad Robinson. I'll tell you what, he is going to get some wins this year. Have you got any in the W column just yet?
I don't. We've been close a couple times. It's kind of, it was a little bit hard at first because I went from, you know, go-karting, winning races to all of a sudden we're in a full-size car, completely different and just learning, right? And then, you know, this past year we're like, we're going to go, we're going to contend for wins in a championship. And then you start to realize that, you know, you're still learning. It's not that fun when you're, you know, focus too much on the winning. So for me, my main focus this year is to go out and have fun. We've been close plenty of times. The goal this year is to get a win. But if we don't, I'm very happy with where I'm at and the progression of what our team is.
Yeah, and you get top five finishes. The wins will come. The points will come. Are you a points chaser? Is that a goal for you? You want the championship or do you even look at points?
Last year I did, and I felt like, so last year we struggled for the first half of the season. Then we went back to the shop and we're going to reset. We were too focused on trying to win races, too focused on the points. Went back to the shop, reset, and went to Peterborough and just about won Peterborough. Finished second at Peterborough. Backed it up, went to full throttle, and backed it up with a third place finish. You know, ran top three all night long, right? So for me, this year is just to go to every race, have fun, and enjoy, and not worry about points, not worry about winning. And it will come.
Now, I was at the two-speed open house, or the grand opening, I guess, not open house, well, kind of the same thing, but I was at it. I seen Mauricio there, the guy that takes care of the OSS, and he had some Ecotec oil there. I looked at the label, and I went, hey, that's got the 44 on it. Noticed your car right on the jug of oil. That's got to be pretty cool. How did that come about?
Yeah, it is. So at the banquet this year, they set it up with a few drivers, and they're going to be selling that. Mauricio is going to be selling that Ecotec oil Canada-wide with our cars on it. So that's a pretty cool experience. I had to get a jug myself because it's not every day that you're on an oil jug, right?
So yeah. It was being on a Wheaties box, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Or how about the guys from QuickWick? QuickWick does a great job, too. There's some competitors on the side of that. That'll make your product move, too, I might add.
Yeah, exactly. And the nice part about it is, too, is with Mauricio putting the cars inside of the bottles, is not only is it cool for me, but it's also cool for the sponsors, right? Because the sponsors get something out of it to where they're on the bottle as well, right? So it's good exposure for them.
So it's safe to say you got that brand in your hauler, in your car?
Absolutely. Yeah, Mauricio is very good with, you know, getting us oil partners, and that translates to us with helping with the traveling, and not only that, but, you know, good oil that is at affordable price.
Oh, yeah, and we all need it. That's what that's the blood of the engine under the hood. Whether it's driving down the highway or on the racetrack, it doesn't seem to matter. Brad, how about qualifying this year? Do you put a lot of emphasis into qualifying? Or is it with a 100-lap race, does it really matter where you qualify?
So it really depends. You know, you go to a place like Full Throttle where it's a tight little bull ring. You go to Delaware where it's a lot of long green flag runs. Qualifying does mean a lot. I put a lot more focus last year at the end of qualifying. You know, as I like to say, my biggest problem is I like a rabbit to chase. I need a car in front of me to go faster, as funny as that sounds, right? So single car qualifying is a little bit difficult for me, but we are getting better at that, which is good because, you know, track position does mean everything right from the start. End of last year, you know, we were qualifying top five pretty much every week. So we're definitely pointing the needle in the right direction. But qualifying has always been a struggle for us. So it's kind of nice to change the needle and head in the right direction.
Hey, one day that's going to change. It's just all of a sudden it's going to be, oh, look at this. Brad is now a qualifier. I was blown away. I had Jason Hathaway on the show. He's getting back into the three car for NASCAR Canada. pulled up his stats, and man, what a rack of stats that boy's got, right?
Yeah.
All of the stats that he's got. He's got wins. I want to see if he's got 18 wins or I can't remember, but it's stupid numbers that the guy's got. Not one pull. I couldn't believe it. Not one pull. Yeah. So talk about a guy that is really good at racing. He sucks at qualifying. He'd be the first to admit it.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I enjoy more of the group qualifying because then there is that car in front of me, right? You know, that does help me. That allows me to chase them, right? I'm a little bit sluggish just being by myself in qualifying. My biggest problem is I tend to try to overachieve in qualifying.
Right.
So I overdrive it, right? So starting to learn a little bit more, you know, to not try to jump the gun, and it actually is translating into better starting positions.
Well, you're getting there, kiddo. Guaranteed. It's going to be an outstanding season. I look forward to getting out and getting to as many OSS races as I can. You going to get any practice time in before race number one?
We hope so. We hope to head down to Sunset here in the next week or two for a practice session. But we did do a lot of changes this year, just trying to update stuff and make it better. So one half dozen's the other, right? I feel pretty comfortable in the cars, so we will we'll see if it comes down to it. I would rather do the work to the car than, you know, practice, but I would like to get out in the 44.
Well, note to you and every other driver, I can't tell you how many times we've seen cars come out at the beginning of the year that have been massaged and worked on, and sometimes they're brand new pieces.
Yep.
Everyone's excited to get on the track for the first time, and they go. Just a couple of years ago, real good friend of mine had a brand new super late model. Throttle hung lap one and destroyed the car. Lucky didn't kill himself, I might add, but just a little bit of movement in that cowling, and sure yep. enough, when you open the throttle up, it got hung on that and put her straight into the fence. So please do us all a favor and yourself. Double check that. Make sure you got two springs on it, and just 100% safety first.
Absolutely.
And I know we can't wait to see that 44 on the racetrack out there ripping it up. Hey, Brad, I can feel the wind coming, man. It's right there.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, just main focus is go out there and have fun, and focus on me and only me, and you know, it'll come when my time is my time.
Yes, sir, it is, and your time is 2024, buddy. We're going to follow you all the way through. We'll get you back on the show, and we'll get a report card right around that mid-season, and we'll find out what kind of grade you're giving yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sounds good, Brad. Thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
That is Brad Robinson. Watch for him in the 44 OSS. It's going to be a great series this year. 100 lap features every time out. You don't know who's going to win that race. I guarantee you. You want to sit with the guys, the family, the friends, have a little pool, throw a couple of bucks in, have some fun. You want to hope that you get the 44 car. He's going to be strong. As mentioned, Corey McAllister, another rocket. The Hriniaks, we haven't heard from either one of them yet, but I plan on getting them on the show. So many good competitors in the OSS, and it is going to be a dynamite series this year. We're going to hit our first break. When we come back, I got some results we're going to put right your way. Stay with us all live tonight on Racetime Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is James Hinchcliffe. You are listening to Racetime Radio.
Time Radio is brought to you by RPM Race Parts. Order today, race tomorrow. Also by VP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. And by Dawson Dental Centers. Get your victory lane smile at DawsonDental.ca.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Quickwick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quickwick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quickwick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quickwick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
This is NASCAR champion Ryan Blaney,
Chase Elliott,
Kyle Larson,
Joey Logano,
Kyle Busch,
Martin Truex Jr.,
Brad Keselowski. What is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's a place to talk about your favorite sport.
You know, I renew my subscription. It never comes off this channel.
The whole day is awesome.
It's a place to hear from the biggest names in NASCAR.
Joey Logano, what are you doing?
I got the SiriusXM set up at my house so I can jump on more often.
Joey, I want to first thank you for doing this. This is awesome for the fans.
It's a trusted source for breaking news.
Major stories today, my friends. Let's get down to business.
There's just never a dull moment.
It's every NASCAR race heard live, including in-car radios.
Logano gets into the back. He shoves him up the racetrack.
Stay out, stay out, stay out. Trust me.
Bubba Wallace to the lead at Talladega.
Good! Yeah!
And it's classic races that honor the history of the sport.
Dale Earnhardt is going to win the Daytona 500.
So what is SiriusXM NASCAR Radio?
It's your 24-7 home for all things NASCAR.
The way you guys cover these races is unbelievable.
Channel 90 streaming right now on the SiriusXM app.
There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, New Glasgow, Andy Ganesh, and Port Hawkesbury, Nova Scotia. You can count on Napa know-how.
AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
From the high banks of Daytona, we cover it all. Ooh, that's going to leave a mark. And now, back to Joe's.
Hey, shake and bake, Cal. Woo, shake and bake.
And here on Racetime Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio, live tonight from the Racetime Radio studio, as we are every Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. After tonight, we want a bit ado to Canada Talks. They're changing their program format, as mentioned about 3 weeks ago. They're changing their program schedule, and Racetime Radio isn't going to be on Canada Talks anymore. So we have been in discussion with another SiriusXM channel that we just may be appearing on. Stay tuned for information, but we do want to say thanks to Canada Talks for the partnership. Over the last 10 years, we've been on it since the channel started over 10 years ago. And, of course, on SiriusXM, all the way back to the Score days with the TV radio and then on to Sports Express. And I just got a great big thank you to Joe Thistle. He is now retired. He retired about a month ago. Kind of funny how everything works out, but Joe's retired. Got to thank him for, first of all, believing in Racetime Radio and what we do in motorsports. And, man, it's carried through over 15 years, and no sign of us slowing down at any time. Of course, you can get the show all live on YouTube every Sunday night from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you hit subscribe, if you would, please. Our subscriptions are going right up, and they're continuing to grow, and we want to thank you for doing that. So you can count on YouTube every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, Rev TV Canada, right across this big, beautiful country, on Rev TV Canada, every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Grab yourself a dinner, sit back, relax, and enjoy 2 hours of Short Track from right across Canada. We do take you coast to coast and into the U.S. We got a lot of U.S. Competitors that we get on the show. And I do have a new idea that I want to try out in the next couple of weeks. The importance of race fans is paramount, right, to this sport. The drivers are key and the tracks are key, but there isn't any of that without race fans. And your opinion is huge on Racetime Radio. I want to expand on it. I do get, you know, emails that, you know, I'll respond to and I'll get on the air. But there's nothing like hearing from race fans. Anyone that listens to SiriusXM NASCAR Radio knows precisely what I'm talking about. It is based solely on call-in. They listen to the fandom. They get them on the air. And I really want to do that on this program and try to figure out a good way to do it. Because, of course, we're on video, right? Whether it be on YouTube, whether it be on Rev TV, of course, the Performance Motorsport Network.com continues to carry Racetime Radio 4 or 5 times throughout the course of the week. Gearhead Country Radio, and the list goes on and on. We have got some dynamite partners, but to get the race fan involvement, I believe, is paramount. So what I'm going to do here in the next couple of weeks, and you'll want to keep an eye on our Facebook page, I want to dedicate a portion of the show to you, the race fan, and your comments. I figure we'll get the season fired off here in Canada so that everybody's got something to talk about, whether it be positive, whether it be something that you've seen at the racetrack that blew your mind, excellent value, and you want to tell everybody about it, and you're going to do it on Racetime Radio, that would be fine. Maybe you've seen something that drove you insane, that wasn't right, and you want to voice your opinion. Everything in between. We want it all on Racetime. So I'm going to create a spot in the show. We'll start it out with a 15-minute segment, and that'll be the voice of the race fan. I will post a link on our Facebook page for you, the race fan, that can click on it. Now, you'll have to download the program Zoom on your phone. It's a free download. Doesn't cost you anything, but you need that program. I'll post the link, and then all you have to do at that prescribed time is click on that link, and you're magically going to be part of the show. We will do it. We'll do it for a 15-minute segment, and if we find that there is a lot and we need more time, well, then we'll dedicate more time. I've always got time for race fans. I can guarantee you that. We do want to hear from the competitors. That's what we do. But it would be really good to hear from the race fans right across the country. I don't care where you are. You want to talk about racing? That's what we do. And that's what we're going to do, is create that segment. And I think everybody's going to enjoy it. It'll catch on like wildfire. I know it did with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio back in the day. It's high time we do that same sort of idea here in Canada, only we're going to do it with video and television. So you got to make sure you keep it clean, right? You want to definitely keep it clean, but your opinion matters, and it matters greatly. I know the racetracks and the competitors would all love to hear from race fans. So that's what we're going to do, okay? Keep an eye on Racetime Radio's Facebook page, and we'll get you up to date. And we'll post a link. We'll give it a try and see how it all works out. Sound like fun? I think it's going to work real good. I was in touch with Joan from Riverside International Speedway. Of course, the IWK 250 is coming up July 20th weekend. It is a huge festive weekend. It starts Wednesday and goes all the way through to Saturday. If you have never been to the IWK 250, may I suggest you make a plan to come out? It is in Antigonish, Nova Scotia, so it's a trip. But it'll be a trip well worth it. You won't believe your eyes, your ears. You won't believe the event. We've been broadcasting it now 12 years consecutively, and this year will be our 13th year broadcasting the race live. So if you can't make it, you got to know that you'll be able to tune in to Racetime Radio, and you will have live audio coverage. Not video, but live audio coverage. That's what we do, you'll have it. But better yet, join us. I asked Joan how camping was coming along. There is 800 sites available, total, right? And she said the reservations are very brisk. There is less than 50 sites remaining. If you're looking at camping and you want to get a campsite for the IWK 250 weekend, time is a ticking. And there's only 50 sites left as of the day I got that email, which I believe was Thursday. Tickets for the IWK 250 are going to be printed and ready to go in the next couple weeks. Keep your eye on their website for that. The information as well for every year. There's a NASCAR driver that comes out to the IWK 250 and gets in the race. We've seen Joey Logano out there finish third. Brad Keselowski, another big name that has been in the IWK 250, finished third. Matt Crafton has been in it. Kenny Wallace. Kenny Wallace actually is a winner of the IWK 250, along with Regan Smith, only two NASCAR guys over the course of time have ever won that race. And it was Regan Smith and Kenny Wallace. But everything is posted on riversidespeedway.ca is their website. You want to check it out. Thursday, camping opens up Friday the 28th. Country Rock Riverside featuring James Barker Band. So it's going to be a big concert that night. Pro Stocks are going to be Pro Stocks super late models. They're called Pro Stocks out there. That will be their test night. Then come Friday night will be the Sportsman 100. That'll be in action along with, hang on a sec here, Friday Night Sportsman. The Crossroad Legend Series is also going to be in action that night along with the Mass Auto World Sportsman Cars. And then, of course, on Saturday, it is the IWK 250, the 55th season. How about that for a longevity race? But you can always get more at riversidespeedway.ca. For tickets, site, all of that kind of stuff. Check them out, and you'll want to do that. I do have results we'll get to in just a bit, but what do you say we get our next guest up on the Zoom line? I can see him there now, and he drives the number 59 in NASCAR Canada. His name is Gary Clute. What's going on tonight, Gary? How you doing, buddy?
All good. Appreciate you having me.
You betcha. Hey, I found a really neat statistic here today. Now, I've got to get to my Clute file here for a second. And it's a real high-tech little booklet that I have here. But there, no, that's not it. Hang on, Gary. One more flip and I should have it. There we go. Wrong page. Still got one more. See, yeah, it's okay, buddy. You're going to get old one day, just like me, and you'll be doing the same thing. And you'll be able to look back going, I remember when I was with that old bugger and he couldn't find the right page. Anyway, some statistics on Gary Clute. He has three truck starts, so the guy knows his way around the truck garage. He does have one ARCA start, 60 NASCAR Canada starts. He has got a win, which is always tough to do. Top fives, he's got 12 of them, 38 top tens. And four poles. Speaking of the last guest, Brad, hasn't got any poles. Well, Gary Clute does. He knows how to qualify, and he's got four of them out of 60 attempts. That's pretty damn good. And I might add, that one win that Gary Clute has got came at CTMP in 2015. Guess what the date was? May 17th. The same as it's going to be this year, May the 17th, for the big race at CTMP to kick off the season. Gary, You got to be excited, man. That's where you got your first win. Are you feeling the magic?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every year I feel like we're feeling the magic. You know, we've had some good cars there, and it's always a favorite, and we're so fortunate to get to race CTMP twice every single year. So certainly looking forward to it, and, you know, we usually bring a good car. We just need to close it out this year.
Well, and you do. Every time I've seen you in a race, now you pick and choose. The last full-time season you did was 2016, where you ran the full deal, right?
No, we did. We did one after that. We did 22, the first year back after COVID.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one pop out. I thought it was 2016 since you did a full season, but running when you want to run and when you pick the races, that's big, right? Like, now you can focus in on this particular event, put all the resources to it, and Gary, watching you, anytime you get behind the wheel, you are a threat to win. It doesn't matter whether it's oval or road course, you're good at both.
No, and that's what, yeah, it's so nice to be able to pick and choose. And, you know, if you have the resources to run the whole season, that's great. But if you don't, we're not going to stretch ourselves and spread ourselves thin and you show up, you know, less than happy with where we really want to be. So, yeah, picking and choosing the races is great. And, well, frankly, it makes it more fun because it's really only fun if you're a threat to win when you show up. So that's always the plan going into the weekend anyways.
So 2024, is it going to be a Gary Klute full tilt or is it going to be a pick and choose?
Right now, I think we're going to pick and choose. Still have a, you know, it's pretty late, but we're certainly going to the first race as we always do, you know, going there to compete. And we'll kind of see where that takes us with sponsorship. Yeah, I'd say probably picking and choosing. And we always love to go to Three Rivers and run good there. No Toronto Indy on the schedule, which is a little bit of a bummer for us. But, you know, and then we'll see where we're at with funding after the first race and put pencil to paper and figure out what we're going to do.
Gary, I want to say, if my memory serves me correct, it's been 11 years you've been in the series. What is it that has it changed much over the course of time since you started to what you're looking at coming up May 17th? Has the car changed a bunch? Has the series changed a bunch? And if so, has it all been positive change?
You know, I think, you know, it's funny. The rules have changed a little bit, but regardless of whether they were changing or not, we were going faster and faster every year at every track that we went to. You know, I remember, I think it would have been one of my first races or first couple years at CTMP. You know, we were 5 or 6 seconds a lap slower than what we're doing now, which is crazy. The other big change that I've seen is obviously going from the Goodyear tires to the General tires. That changed the complexion of everything quite a bit. I think it made qualifying a lot more fun because you can really, really wheel it for one lap with those General tires. And then the third thing is the competitiveness. You know, I look at, you know, and not to knock any of the guys who were winning in 2015 and 16, or even, you know, when I think, you know, 2012, 2013, but the depth of the top 10 is incredible now. You know, there's legitimately 8 to 10 guys, depending on the race, that can win and, you know, have the equipment there. So, the field has definitely gotten a lot deeper, especially on the road courses. There's so many good road course drivers in the series now, that it's tricky to get a win.
Do you got to have tires, Gare, on that race? Do you got to come in and pick up tires? I know you can't do tires and fuel at the same stop, but do you have to have tires in order to win that race, do you think?
I don't know. I've tried it both ways so many times. You know, if I recall correctly, last year in the spring race, we didn't take tires, and we led most of the race. And got caught with a couple to go and finished third by Cameron and Lapsevich. You know, we thought, okay, no way, you know, the tires fell off. We can't do that again. But looking back at the replay, and after we got the car back to the shop, we had a rear axle seal blow. So I was oiling down the rear tires. So now we don't have great data if you can really run it on old tires. So I don't have an answer for you. Both ways probably work.
Yeah. Well, what a shame, right? But it's neat when you find something that actually took place and you can point at it and go, hey, look at this. Like, you know, that's saying a lot, too. As long as that doesn't happen again, then you should be in good shape because you were a rocket ship in at CGMP. You always are at that track.
Yeah. So John Fletcher and I will sit down and, you know, beat our heads against the wall and come up with 15 different strategies and different ways and different laps the yellow could come out, and then, you know, really just make the decision after lap 10 or something anyways. But I don't know. We'll see what happens for as far as taking tires or not.
I had tags on here a couple of weeks ago. I made the mistake of bringing up the wet tires, and he still got strong feelings about those wet tires. They're not good. How about your opinion? I thought they had changed the tire, especially the wet one. A couple of years ago, that wet tire was really bad. But I thought it got better with the one they're on now. But if you ask Tags, it didn't get any better at all.
No. I know he's got. I've been on the receiving end of his strong opinions on the rain tire. But I think they're better than the Goodyear for sure. You know, would it be nice to have like a super sticky sports car rain tire? Sure. But my opinion is we're all on the same stuff, so.
Yeah.
It's just racing.
It should balance out, right? It should. Nobody wants to run in the rain anyway. I've been there for a couple, and I feel terrible for you guys because you can see everybody tiptoeing around because you don't want to go for a twirl.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it requires a lot of focus. I don't mind it, but, you know, cars certainly dirty afterwards. And there is the potential to you know, put a foot wrong and end up in a bad way for sure.
Well, I always get quite interested in finding out the ingenious ways that drivers have of cleaning either the fog off the windshield or trying to wipe a little bit of something off the windshield, and stuff comes out the window, and I'm quite amazed each and every time that happens. Hopefully it doesn't happen this year. Hopefully we get sunny 75-degree weather. That would be just about perfect. You guys are definitely owed that.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't mind that at all. You know, I typically don't mind the rain, but at CTMP, I know we've got the pace in the dry, so I pray for it to be dry.
We're with Gary Klute tonight. He is getting ready to go for CTMP. Back in 2015, on May the 17th, he won this race, and he's competitive every time. As you know, as a NASCAR Canada fan, Gary Klute is no stranger to you. Gary, how much emphasis will you put into qualifying at CTMP? Is it a big deal, or is it something that, I'm going to prep for race. I don't care if I qualify, I don't know, seventh or eighth. That don't matter.
No, I enjoy qualifying there and really squeezing it out. A lap time out of the car there. It's a completely different pace than the race, and I enjoy it. We still have the lap record there, so I do want to beat that. And frankly, I think in the fall race last year, we had a really good lap going and the ignition cut out. So I think we can go faster than we've gone there before. So it's kind of one of those things that I want to prove it to myself and prove it to John that we can continue to go faster.
I love Johnny. He is such a good guy. I used to love watching him in the super late model. The number 61, one time at the beach, he was getting ready to go for one of his races, and his batteries were dead in his, I don't know whether it was radio or something. And I seen him look kind of troubled. I said, "What's up, Johnny?" He said, "Batteries. I got no battery." I said, "I got batteries. Hang on." He goes, "Really?" I said, "Yep. Hang on, buddy." I got him batteries, and he was a happy guy. Went out, won the race. Johnny Fletcher, he's just one of those guys. It's got to be comforting to have that guy with you. And you guys have been together a long time.
Yeah, I think since maybe 2013 or 2014 now. You know, but yeah, it's been quite some time. We have a lot of fun every day in the shop together. And, you know, he'll come up into my office and we'll hang out and talk about different stuff pretty much every day. So it's been a great, you know, 10 years. And we've got a great group of guys who, you know, come out to all the races. A couple of my cousins are on the pit crew. We have a lot of fun, and that's important.
How's your dad doing? Pete Clute, for anybody that doesn't know, how's your dad doing?
He's great. He's great. He's, what's he going to run this year? He'll be at CTMP, both of them, and then he's doing some more vintage stuff. Well, we were at the Le Mans Classic last April.
Nice.
Where all three of us ran in a GT40, and so he'll do some more vintage racing with his 69 Corvette as well, and then potentially the TA2 race at CTMP in the fall.
Cool. So he's getting laps in. That's Peter. He absolutely loves it. I want to say he's got 40 NASCAR Canada starts. I was looking at his stats too for fun. I wanted to see if he had more W's or more whatever than you, but you still got bragging rights here, kiddo.
Yeah, no, I do. And he just, you know, now that I'm a little bit older and he's a little bit older, he can rely on age as an excuse. He just had his 61st birthday yesterday. So I don't know. I still think he should be just as competitive as when he was 40. So
he's still a pup. He's still a pup. He can still get the job done. I can guarantee it. How's business? Everything looking good? Legendary motor car, right?
Yeah, all good. We're just, you know, working away. We've got the race car back in the back shop now. Lately, we've been, you know, kind of more your end of stuff. We've been doing some, well, I guess weekly now, YouTube channel stuff, YouTube videos. So we've been really trying to grow that and showcase some of the stuff and take some neat cars and go through the history. You know, take them for a little bit of a drive. Just had a 1970 Camaro. Canadian car that was prepped up here in Toronto and raced Trans Am in the 71 and 72 season.
Okay.
You know, Sunoco livery, really cool deal. So getting to dive into the history there and you know, showcase this stuff because it's not stuff that, you know, these cars people don't get to see every day. So we're fortunate to be able to do that.
You guys are magic at what you do. I was fortunate enough to go through Brad Moran, back when Brad was up here in Canada, his office was at your place, and he gave us a little bit of a tour through, and my jaw hit the floor, and it stayed there the whole trip around. Just amazing. You're still doing your podcasts and stuff?
Yeah, just, you know, kind of on and off. I'm not letting it take over my day job, but certainly having fun doing it. Whole new appreciation for what you guys do and putting the show together. It's impressive. You know, and just for me, it's an excuse to, you know, have an intentional conversation that you wouldn't otherwise have with someone.
Yeah, exactly. When are you on so people can tune in?
Sporadically, but, we don't do it live. So I'll put them out, usually on Thursdays. So I think we missed last week, but pretty much every week.
Yeah, good stuff. I know I can't wait to see you guys on the racetrack. Will you get out and do any testing, or are you ready to go?
We'd like to test, certainly. So probably sometime in the next week or so, we'll find our way out to CTMP just to make sure everything's in working order and, you know, see if we've made any improvements over the winter and then go for race weekend.
Now, I guess that Sammy now is racing. Even Sam and Ron would just clam up around you guys. They wouldn't tell you squad anymore, would they?
Oh, as far as what? On the NASCAR stuff?
Yeah, anything to help yous out.
I don't know. I'd still ask Ron for advice, and I'd take it with a larger grain of salt than before. But no, he's always good to help guys out for sure.
Pretty amazing. Great family we all have here, buddy. Just amazing. Gary, good luck in the race. I'll be there. I look forward to getting your comments before and after. Hopefully from Victory Lane. That'd be cool, buddy. You, the years, the time, it's all lining up.
Appreciate it. Yeah, very much looking forward to it, and thanks for having me on.
You want to believe it. Gary Klute, driver of the 59. Let's hope we see him more than just a couple of times this year, but guaranteed he will be a force in that season opener for NASCAR Canada at CTMP. We're going to hit a quick break. We'll be back. We've got lots more for you all live tonight from Racetime Radio right here in the studio. Stay with us.
Hello, race fans. This is Adam Andretti, and you're listening to the best of Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Contact Terry and start winning today. Also by Quick Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page.
Canadians will camp like never before this season. Family time will be spent outside, around the campfire. Be prepared for all the elements. Be sure to pack Quick Wick fire starters. No need to haul paper or kindling. Just pop a Quick Wick fire starter into the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a professional camper. Let the stories begin. Quick Wick fire starters, making bonfires fun.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here.
We call it Racetime Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, Canada. I'm so glad you could tune in tonight, and our U.S. Listeners and family down that way. So glad you could tune in tonight, of course, on Racetime Radio. You can check us out on YouTube. I suggest you do that, please. And don't forget to hit subscribe. Give us a little like, too. That'd be cool. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and Threads. We're on that, too. LinkedIn. I try and keep them all up to date. It's crazy these days on how much there is available out there. It's just amazing, actually. We try and cover off all the bases that we can, and we manage to do it each and every week, hopefully to the best of our ability, and it is growing. You know, something that crossed my mind, I'm going through Twitter the other day, and I looked, and Dale Jr. had a post. And I thought, I'm going to take a look and see how many retweets and likes and all that kind of stuff that it had. And I want to say it got retweeted like 1,028 times, and it was growing. And I can't even remember what the post was. But I got to thinking, you know, in Canada, all of us in the industry, whether you race, whether you're a fan, whether you're a media, it doesn't matter, all part of the same industry. And we all make social media posts, right? And we take a look at, you know, Dale Jr. and Jeff Gordon and all the big names down south. And you see the activity that they've got on, you know, just one of their posts. And I often thought, wouldn't it be kind of cool if, I don't know, let's say, for instance, back when DJ Kennington went and he went to race the Daytona 500. That was pretty exciting times, right? And I can remember I put a post out, and man, did it get lots of traction. It was really kind of cool to see, because you know it was all Canadian. And that's what I find, and it doesn't seem to matter with, you know, SiriusXM, for instance. When I go to attract a sponsor for the show, everyone's got the same question. Well, how many people listen to Racetime Radio? Well, I can tell you there's a lot, but they can't give you a dead-on number, because with a channel like SiriusXM, they do not track listeners. They couldn't tell you who's listening to what. And if they can, they would never tell us. So it's difficult. But when it comes time for social media, I often wonder what would happen if that there is so many race fans up here in Canada. The industry is actually huge. You'd never know it just for the sheer fact, you know, you see a post that goes out and it gets retweeted like 7 or 8 times, and it'll have comments on it and such. But if, and there would have been thousands of people that read that, wouldn't it be kind of cool if everyone that read it hit, I don't know, retweet or like? Can you imagine the impact that that would have? And it, within the guidelines of Canadian racing, I'll tell you what, it would make a pile of heads spin. And it would just be kind of cool to see. And I know I participate in that when I see different posts. I know, I think back to when the eclipse was happening, right? Merrittville Speedway welcomed everybody to Merrittville. They were in the path of totality. Yeah, totality. You were going to get the full eclipse if you went into Merrittville Speedway. And, you know, they opened their concessions. They did a pile of things, really, for people to come out and watch the eclipse. And I just thought that was kind of cool. And I know I shared it. And wouldn't it have been kind of cool if people right across the country would have shared it? It would have blown Merrittville's socks right off. And it definitely would have got some major attention just because it was a Canadian racing tweet and it really got followed. I think it's kind of cool. So, you as a race fan, me as a race fan, let's try and do some more of that retweeting or liking or whatever. If we can do that, it's only going to make the industry bigger. And it isn't false by any stretch. It's 100% straight up. It's just now we're thinking about it and making our industry exactly what it is, and just participating in it. Speaking of Merrittville Speedway, they went under the green flag this weekend, and I'm not talking for practice. The competition was on the racetrack just last night at Merrittville. How about this? 23 mods were there, the 358 modifieds, 28 Hoosier stocks, 24 Pet Value 4 cylinders, and 23 sprint cars. How about that for a show? They are back under the green flag next Saturday night. The pit gate opens up at 5. The front gate opens at 5:30, and racing is going to take place at 7 o'clock. And on the schedule next Saturday night, they have the modifieds. They have the dirt sportsmen coming in. They're going to have those Hoosier stocks and the Pet Value 4s. And the mod lights are going to make their first appearance of the season at Merrittville Speedway next Saturday night. You want to go racing? It's time, right? Get to Merrittville. And I can tell you from being up in Owen Sound and starting my season at Merrittville 5, 6, 7 years ago now, I was trying to open our season at a different racetrack to share it, move it around. I can tell you that there is a main temperature difference between Owen Sound and Merrittville Speedway. It's warmer down south of here. There's no two ways around it. So dress appropriate, but racing will take place Saturday night next weekend. Flamborough Speedway is also going to open up next Saturday for practice. Their first race of the season comes up on May the 4th, as it does at Sunset Speedway. I want to say Delaware kicks off on May the 10th, but practice will be coming up. All those dates are around, in and around that vicinity. But Merrittville Speedway, how about this for winners? In the modifieds, it was Fred Carlton getting the victory. In the Hoosier stocks, the 96 of Steve Shaw Sr. How about that? A senior goes to victory lane in the 96. The Pet Value four cylinders, the 71. Austin, and I hope I don't screw this up too bad, Worstrel, I do believe is how you pronounce the name, driver of the 71. He ended up winning. And the 360 sprint cars, it was DJ Christie going to victory lane in the sprint car. So great car count, great season opener by the sounds of it at Merrittville Speedway. And they are back under the green flag this coming Saturday night, as they will be all the way through the season. Check them out. All the details can be found at Merrittvillespeedway.ca for any of the information that you may want. Want to tell you, too, they got great ticket prices. I don't think it's any more than $20 to get in the place. So excellent value. Good job, Merrittville. I know I've seen the powers to be down at PRI. Always look forward to seeing everybody from Merrittville. And Ronnie, hope you're doing well. Ron McKay, dealt with Ron quite a bit with our Hoosier Tigers up at Sable Beach. And just a great family. Great family. And they do a fantastic job at Merrittville. I want to put it out to Kirk Hooker. We all know Kirk, right? From All-Star days, he was a past All-Star champion and Mr. Dirt. He gets her done on all different fronts. He's Jake's dad, Diane's husband. Kirk had surgery, and it was a successful surgery just the other day. I had no idea that Kirk was even having a problem, but I guess he had a cancerous tumor, and it is removed. And they got it all from the look of the post that Diane put out. So congratulations to you, Hook. Hopefully you're feeling better. Get back up on the horse, man. Cancer is a wicked thing. I know all about it. I am on the other side of it now. And Jake, you're right. What you posted, don't worry about hurting somebody's feeling. Cancer is that and all of the above. It is. It's wicked stuff. And you just got to be positive, fight your way through it. And trust me when I say Kirk Hooker, you're not going to find him any tougher. He will fight back, and Kirk Hooker will win. Yes, he will. He's a dynamite guy, and absolutely loved him in the All-Star Series and everything that he ever raced. Kirk is just that guy. So more power to you, Hook. Go get it. And we'll get you on Racetime Radio one of these nights. Talk about a guy that's a lot of fun. That Kirk Hooker, well, you hear him, the planting potatoes, that's Kirk. You'll hear it in one of these breaks. I know I put it in for tonight. What else do I got here? Trent Lapcevich. How about last night? The Cars Tour was back on track. They were at Orange County Speedway. They got everything going, and Trayton was there. Oh, I can see our guest up on the Zoom line. That's good. We'll be with him in a second, but Trayton Lapcevich was at Orange County in the late model stock class, and he qualified 14th, rolled off in the 14th spot, went back to about 17th, and then Trayton got into it and moved forward. He got right up into the top five, looking really, really good for the 77 car. Coming to the closing laps, once again, on the high side of the racetrack, the number six got tapped by somebody. turned them up into the wall, closed the track, and 77 had no room to go anywhere. Got trapped up on the high side, lost all of his track position, and Trayton Lapcevich had to go all the way to the rear on the restart with 20 to go. He managed to get back up into the top 10, and that's where he finished. So for keeping track at home, that is, I believe, three or four top 10 finishes for Trayton. One fourth place finish. And mark my words, Trayton Lapcevich is going to win a Cars 3 race real soon. They are back on track. Hang on a sec here. I'll tell you. They're back on track here. May the 3rd, actually, at Ace Speedway. And they got both. The pros and the late model stocks will be in action that night. ASA Stars Tour heading for Hickory on May the 23rd. So that gets you up to date on that stuff. But what do you say we get off to British Columbia now and we'll welcome in a sprint car driver who's got a beautiful number 77. And Levi is his name. His name is Levi. Hang on a second. Clot. What's going on there, Levi? How you doing, buddy? Ooh, I'm not hearing you, bud. I'm not hearing you. We need some audio. We can't hear anything that you're saying. Can't hear anything. So, Levi, you're going to have to go to work and work on the audio. We can't hear you. So, he will go to work on that, and we will establish connection there.
How about now?
I can hear you now, brother. I can hear you now. There you go.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting me know.
How are
All
you?
Right.
How
doing,
how
doing great out here.
You're doing good out there, are you?
Yeah. We just got home from Grays Harbor Raceway about an hour ago. Got the car unloaded back here in the shop, ready to get work done.
Good stuff. How did you make out on the weekend?
It was a good weekend. We had a little bit of trouble in qualifying, got real tight off turn four, but we bounced back, won the heat race, started on pole of the main event, but ended up getting caught behind a lap car and ended up second. So it was overall a good weekend. It was our 10th race in a 360 sprint car, so we're pretty happy with it.
Incredible, to say the least. You are at a Chilliwack, BC, and as far as I know, you haven't got a dirt track anywhere close to you.
Yeah, no, we're out of Langley, BC, just down the road from Aaron Wilson. And, in Canada, there's no dirt tracks anywhere near us. We grew up racing at Deming Speedway, which is about 30 minutes just across the line, and then attended a lot of races at Skagit over the year, which eventually turned into us running there.
Yeah, and you're a champion at Skagit, right?
Yeah, we managed to pick up the championship last year, which was a bit of a dream come true for myself growing up watching all the racing there. So to be one of 10 that has been able to do it from Canada, I'm pretty proud of that.
Levi, what steered you towards sprint car racing and dirt when there is no real local track right around you? There is asphalt tracks around, but what steered you towards the dirt side of things?
I liked how much the track changed and how dynamic the racing was. Like, you would end up with having a track that would be, you know, 50 feet wide of racing groove, you know, and it was a different dynamic growing up with my parents racing stock cars out at Agassiz Speedway. It was just a different dynamic, and that's kind of what drew me to it, was that it was kind of this foreign thing to me when I was a kid.
Right on. So the car that's right behind you, obviously that's your race car. What chassis is it? Who's the builder of that baby?
I put the car together. Aaron Wilson built the engine. The chassis is a Triple X Race Co. Out of Burlington, Washington. So we just finished putting this car together a few weeks back and took her out to Elma last night for a testing tune, basically.
Gotta love it. When's your next race? Whereabouts can fans look forward to seeing you?
Hopefully we'll be out at Cottage Grove next Friday and Saturday for the spring fling, but the weather isn't looking all too good, so our next race will probably be May 11th at Skagit Speedway.
Nice, nice. So you got your schedule all laid out. How many races? You sprint car guys blow my mind with the amount of races that you fit in a season. You look at any World of Outlaw, and those guys are tallying up around 75 races. How many you got on your personal schedule?
So this year we got 30 lined up without accounting for rainouts or anything. We're planning on doing 30. With tacking on a few, maybe with the focus midgets around here, may get into some other cars, maybe, we'll see. But, yeah, no, we run a lot of races because in dirt racing, you get no practice. I'm sure you know that. You show up for the race and you get three laps to hopefully figure it out, and then you go racing.
Yeah, that's the way it turns out, right? You guys, you're correct. On dirt, practice is, you do that somewhere else, not here tonight. You get on the racetrack and you go for it. And hopefully you've got all your ducks in a row because you haven't really got too much time to spin it around. I guess heat races are about your only opportunity. After the heats, you can come in and do your adjusting and away you go.
Yeah, no, exactly. And even the heat races, they're so important that if you miss the setup and end up falling backwards in your heat race, that can be really detrimental to yourself in the main event. It can really put you way back in the field. So really your only hope for getting dialed in is hot laps and, you know, your two laps of qualifying, then you're out into everything's important.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love watching sprint car racing. Go down to Oswego here in Ontario and watch everything that flies around there. Have you ever looked at the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals that happen? I know we get cars from as far away as California coming in for the Canadian Sprint Car Nationals. How about you one day? You thinking of coming up?
I would like to make it out there one of these days, but I'm sure, as you know, that's a mighty long drive. It's got to find the funding somewhere to get out there. But I would like to make it out to Oshawa. It looks like a really fun, kind of reminds me a little bit of Skagit. You know, the way it's a circle almost. You know, it's a really cool track. I'd like to make it out there one of these days and race in some sprint car races in Canada.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, it would be off the hook to see you. Your eyes would fly out of your head. It's a beautiful facility. And I know they would love to see you up here. I had Aaron Willison on. Of course, Aaron is on the asphalt side of things. He is going to be running. He was testing the day I was talking to him. He was out testing at Agassiz. They've got some sprint car races coming up. Have you ever decided to pull the wheels off, put the asphalt ones on and go?
I wish it was that simple. The asphalt cars, they're totally different cars. They're longer, they're wider. The suspension is totally different. We run what we call a Z-Link, and they run four-bar setups. You know, they're coilover with sway bars. We are torsion bar, no sway bars. They're totally different cars. But it'd be interesting to go out there and try it just with a dirt car, but I don't see ourselves doing that this year.
Yeah, a tough deal, but I just wondered, it would be, how close would Agassiz be to your place?
It's still not the closest racetrack to me. Like I said earlier, Deming Speedway is about 30 minutes from my house, but it's across the line. Agassiz Speedway takes me about an hour to an hour and a half to get to, depending on traffic. So it's actually a bit of a tell.
Yeah. Well, it would be. It would be all of that. Levi, you can see Ford on that beautiful wing of yours. How is the sponsorship on that 77? Are you well decaled up?
Yeah, we got most of the car covered up with sponsorship. It's we've been able to the last couple of years, you know, with like you mentioned earlier, winning the championship at Skagit, and then we managed to pick up a couple of wins down in California. With all that, we managed to actually pick up our sponsorship game a whole lot, which is actually what allowed us to put this car together. The car we were running last year that we were running at Skagit, it was all bent to hell, and you know, I still have it here in the shop because it was fast. But, you know, being able to win those races really helps out a lot with getting sponsorship.
Yeah, good deal. How about crew? You all satisfied there? You got enough crew members to get the job done, or are you looking for anybody to jump in?
We're always looking for an extra hand at the track, but our crew, Kyson, my dad, my mom, Ray Jones, Dave, all of them, they're good people, and they're what make this team click. You know, I kind of just hop in and drive when we get to the racetrack. But at the track, they do most of the work.
How about social media-wise, bud? How do they, how the fans stay up with you? Say I'm in, I don't know, Newfoundland, and I want to follow the 77. How do I do it?
You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Levi Klatt Racing. We actually just started a new social media program. I'm not sure if you can see the race car logo on me right beside me there on the wing, but he's helping us out. He's taking care of all our social media. And so Levi Client Racing on Instagram and Facebook is where you can find me.
That's cool. World of Outlaws, they definitely tour around. They're coast to coast. Have you aspired to jump into a World of Outlaw race, or what's the plan there? You have one day?
That's my ultimate goal. That's where I'm trying to go. Ever since, like I said, it was a bit of a foreign thing, the dirt racing, and then once I found out about the World of Outlaws, I kind of made that kind of my life goal, was to go and be able to run with those guys. So hopefully we can find a 410 to run, but that's another one of those things where hopefully we need to find a little bit more funding before we can go do that.
Well, this is only your 10th time, right, in a sprint car. So we got to give you a little bit of slack and give you some time to get built up. So funny. I think back to the beginning of Racetime Radio, and we had a young kid from California on the show that wanted to make his first World of Outlaws start. He was in a sprint car, but he'd never made a World of Outlaws start, and he really wanted to. The youngster's name was Kyle Larson. He was 13 years of age at that time, and look at him today.
Yeah, no, it was pretty cool to watch. We were down in California when he went on that big winning streak, right at the very beginning of it, when he won the Hangtown 100, and then went on to win at Bakersfield, and then the Chili Bowl, and then he didn't stop winning from there. That was pretty cool to see that firsthand.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, you've got an inspiring story here, bud. Being a Canadian, sprint car, and going across the border to race, and doing it in Oregon and California, Washington, you're all of the above, ripping around out there. Are you going to go after a specific championship, or is there a series that you operate in?
So right now we are running locally at Skagit Speedway, is where we're going to be running for points. So we're going to chase the 360 championship out there this year. We picked up the Sporty one the Sportsman Sprint Championship last year. So we're going to chase the 360s this year, and then we're going to go run the full Western Sprint Tour. So they operate mostly in Oregon. There's going to be a couple races in California, and we'll be on their Speed Week. So that'll be the series that we follow, and then locally at Skagit, hit all their shows.
Well, too cool. I know we look forward to following you all the way through, bud. Now we've got you. We will be getting you back on the show for some periodic updates, as we'll keep our eye on you. Remind the guys out that way, if they want to save some money, contact GSR Parts. They've got all your sprint car stuff. They got it all covered up.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, good stuff. It's going to be incredible, man. So your first race, your next race, I should say, is when?
So it's either going to be this Friday, Saturday at Cottage Grove Speedway in Oregon. But like I said, the weather isn't looking too great for that. So chances will be May 11th at Skagit Speedway.
Okay, we'll be watching for results. Good job, and thanks so much for the time tonight on Race Time. Good job, man.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You betcha. Have a good one. That's Levi. He's going to win. You watch, and we'll get him back on Race Time Radio. I guarantee it. Sprint car at the BC, doing a great job out there. And he's just getting started. Let's follow him all the way through. And follow him on the social media. Let him know that you're tuned in. Wherever you are in Canada, what an inspiring story. Cool stuff. We will be back all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay with us, everybody.
Hi, this is Tony Stewart, and you're listening to Racetime Radio.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Leaf Racewear. Fuel your passion and confidence at leafracewear.com. We're an essential part of any team. And by Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's biggest sports car racing weekends of the year. For tickets and details, get to CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There are thousands of parts and pieces that go into today's race cars. GSR Parts has what you need, and they ship coast to coast in Canada. GSR Parts specializes in dirt sprint car chassis, modifieds, and so much more. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, road course, or in a straight line, GSR Parts has the parts you need to get you back on track and in victory lane. Visit them on Facebook at GSR Parts.
Rev TV, your motorsports and automotive destination. Watch live races from around the world and right here at home, from two wheels to four and so much more. Rev TV is your source for motorsports. Rev TV features exclusive race series, up-to-date news coverage, documentaries, how-to programs, and adrenaline-filled lifestyle programs 24/7. Go green with Rev TV. Contact your TV provider to order.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is fueled by AP Race Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology.
Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. There's nothing like sitting around the fire, is there? Lots of life's biggest moments and big challenges get solved right around the fire pit, including many family magic moments. The best way to ensure that fire goes each and every time is to use a Quick Wick Fire Starter. For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have been made right here in Canada. I'll never forget when my son was young, thunder was rolling in the distance.
Oh, Dad, what was that?
Well, that's just the angels bowling in heaven.
Dad, what was that?
That's what happens when you pull Grandpa's finger. Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Your weekly fix of newsmakers and newsbreakers is found right here. We call it Racetime Radio. With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, one and all, to Racetime Radio, all live tonight on Racetime Radio YouTube, our YouTube channel, Racetime Radio TV. Please hit that subscribe, and you'll never miss Racetime Radio again. Much appreciated. What do you say we get back to the Zoom line, shall we? And welcome in a driver that made it to Berlin Speedway for his first race at that speedway. He drives the number 14 for Carson Hocevar. His name is Chase Pensino. What's going on tonight there, Chase? How are you, kid?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Good race on you last night. I know it didn't turn out exactly the way you wanted it. But, Chase, you did an outstanding job. Further, your first time around that big donut, it's a very fast joint, and they knew you were there, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. It was a good first outing for our whole crew there. Obviously, very hard track to get around. It's very circular, and I mean, I didn't believe them when they said tires wear, but after about 10 laps, there's nothing left.
Yeah, the right side would have been right gone, or all four?
More the rights, but pretty much all four. It's so circular, you never stop turning, so it just goes away from you really quick.
Yeah, I would say. It's got to play hell on your neck muscles. You want to make sure you got them worked out. Of course, Berlin Speedway in Michigan, it is Johnny Benson's place, and I was kind of hoping it was going to be noted as Chase Pensino's first win came at Berlin, but it's coming, man, it's coming.
Yeah, for sure. We were really good there. We were just lacking opportunity. We probably, towards the end of the race, shook out as about a third-place car, but late race restarts, you know, it's just tough racing. Difficult place to get around. Lots of different lanes, but it is hard to run side by side there just because of how unique the line is. So it's a good first outing. Would have liked a top five, would have liked a top three. Felt we had the speed for it, but it's racing. It's part of what happens.
Chase, is that Carson's home track as well? Is that where Carson got his start? Was that Berlin?
I believe so. That's where he started in big cars, I believe.
So did he give you much notation? Or I guess he would have loaded you up before you left and headed for the speedway. But what kind of tips did he give you that you can pass along to us?
So the biggest things that I had, like the biggest person that's kind of been mentoring me is the two people on my crew. So Zach, who's worked with Carson for countless numbers and numbers of years, that's his kind of home stomping grounds. And then Jimmy is my driver coach. She's the one that follows us around too. The biggest things with Berlin is there's a big bump off of turn two and a big bump going into turn three. Both of those spots are really hard to navigate because if the car is not doing 100% what it should and what it wants, it's just a little bit funky to get around. So it's a tough place. It's very circular. So you got to really be careful with your tires. That's another big thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and last night, too, right, with the cool temperatures. Yeah, the sun was out. It was kind of welcome to see, I guess, if you're sitting in the grandstand, but from your seat coming down the front stretch, you would have had the sun right in your peepers. It would have drove you nuts.
Yeah, so you'd go through one and two, and then by about the center of one and two, you get blinded until you reach the back stretch.
Yeah, incredible. It was in the closing laps of the race, or, you know, getting towards the end of it, and you come off turn two. What happened there? Because it looked like the 14 car went way up the racetrack. Did someone send you, or did something let go? You went. I seen you go way up the track, and I wasn't sure why.
I'm not 100% sure now that you say that. I think I probably just got a little bit throttle happy. That's one of the places where coming out of two, like that whole backstretch, you're lucky if you make it half throttle. You're really airing it because of how much lateral grip you're trying to force into the car. It's super easy to wash up, and once it starts, it seems to never stop.
Yeah. Well, it looked like just a crazy track. I think back, Andrew Gurzel from up here, Sauble Beach way, Andrew took a super down there just last summer, and he was going to go down and try Berlin. And up here, Andrew, as you know, that guy lights the lamp, right? He's up anywhere in that top 10, you can find Andrew Gurzel and competitive to win, something like you, Chase Bensino. But Andrew went down there, and man, did he get his eyes opened up. He said, what a different racetrack. And he loved it. Don't get me wrong. He really enjoyed it. But he really got his butt kicked that night. He wasn't prepared for what he was dealt. Was it kind of the same for you as a driver? Kind of a daunting place, but you're looking forward to getting back to it?
It was definitely daunting to start the race, that's for sure. But I have tested a lot with the Van Dorn group and with CHR. So we've had a lot of laps to the track. I got pretty familiar with it before we jumped right in. So I did a lot of homework leading up to it. Now, had I just got in, showed up for race day and got in, put my helmet on, I would have either needed a road map or we would have been in a rough shape because it's a super tough place to get around. And it's just completely different than anything we got around home.
So now you will go back there again, right? Sometime this year, it was the Icebreaker 75 that Chase was in. My dad qualified seventh, but with the invert, Chase was on the pole for this one. So real good starting spot. Chase, you stayed up in that top three for a long time until everybody started running over one another, and they seemed to pick on the back end of that 14 car. I can count five times where I watched you save that race car from being loaded into a dumpster. You did an outstanding job hanging on to that puppy. It was just one of those nights where it seemed like the guys ratcheted up, and I don't know whether it was they heard the pay window open, but they just started driving like they hadn't all night.
I think I was just starting to earn my rookie stripes, and as the 14 is one of the flagship Van Dorn cars, so for me to be in that place, there is a little bit of a target on my back, but it was all good. Any incidents we were in on track, we had good conversations with after talking to everybody. We made sure to clear the air because we do got to race these guys all season. We got a full season at Berlin, and a lot of them are going to be back for the Jags race, including ourselves next week. There's a Jags 100 there. So we got everything all cleared up. You know, it's part of racing. Stuff happens. So talk to everybody. Everyone there has been super nice. So hoping to go back next week, and it should all be cleared up.
Oh, I guarantee it. if anybody earns respect, it's you. For any of the guys that didn't know you, I can tell you right now, they do know you, and they know that you're there to win. You're not there to be a nice guy. You're there to win, but it won't come at any cost. It'll come the way a good race car driver does it. And you've been lighting it, man. It's just going to take some time. What is that, race four for you now, right on the season?
It's either race four or five. I'm not sure.
Right. And you've been getting some results. How many more of those tracks are you going to go back to throughout the course of the year?
Well, Berlin for sure. We got, I think it's 9 races there. I'm not sure exactly. We're going back to 5 flags. We're going to try to hit all the Alan Turner deal. Aside from that, we're going to hit Owosso a few times. And those will be the ones that we repeat. Just following the Jags deal mostly. Jags goes to Owosso a couple times, and then the Berlin home track stuff with the 5 flags.
Yeah. Well, you got a busy summer all coming up. Learning so far. Are you enjoying it so far?
I'm having a blast. Every time I put that helmet on, I learn, and all the guys are great. Super, super competitive down there. Learning a lot. Definitely a humbling experience to go down there, but I'm having an absolute blast. I love it.
Well, I know I was texting with Trayton Lapsevich too. He was wondering how you were making out, and so he was even keeping up on his Chase Benson stories throughout the course of the night. So you got a lot of eyeballs on you, kiddo, and that's good to see, and it's well warranted. Exciting stuff. Pretty soon we're going to have to play Alice Cooper School's Out. When is it over for you?
School's Out sometime in June, I think late June.
So you got a little bit of a wait before I got to start playing that.
Yeah, it's juggling both. It's super busy. You got to take some time off to get to some of these racetracks, but keeping as caught up as I can. All the teachers work with me real good to make sure I can put my helmet on every weekend.
You bet. You got to keep the marks up. You got to get results. Man, pressure is on, but that's the beauty of being young like you are. You can take it. I know you can. So next week, you're back in the race car.
Yeah, next Saturday, back at Berlin. 100 laps, a different tire, but other than that, same deal.
Same driver, same sponsorship, same everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're going to go get the pole. Are they going to do an inversion, or is it because series race they won't do that?
Actually, I'm not sure. I do believe there is a small inversion, but I don't think it's quite as big as it was at Berlin, just the weekly stuff.
That's okay. Just go get the pole. You'll do it. I can guarantee it. We'll be tuned in. I can guarantee you that. Chase, thanks so much for the time on Race Time. Keep her going, man. And social media-wise, you got new followers? Anybody picking up? Hit them so that they know where to go.
Absolutely. So all the social media on Instagram is my tag. It's just my full name, Chase Pinsano 14 CHR. And then you can find us on Facebook as well. We got Facebook, we got Twitter, all of that. If you put in my name, typically it'll pop up. It'll either be a picture of my face or a picture of the Big 14 race car.
Right on. And we're going to see a picture of it in Victory Lane at Berlin one of these days soon. Stay tuned, right?
That's the goal.
You want to believe it. Thanks so much for the time tonight, bud. Go get them, and I'm sure I'll be in touch next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
You bet. That's Chase Pensino. Did a great job. Did a great job last night. First time around Berlin. If you have not seen that speedway, man, you got to check it out. And if you're anywhere close to it, make it to the races. Looks like a fabulous spot to go watch and to go participate. The guy that won the sportsman race last night, which is part of their weekly show, guy went to Victory Lane. He's been racing there 3 years and had not got a win until last night. And sure enough, he went to Victory Lane for the first time. Pretty cool. First race of the year, drives the number one, and he ended up in the number one slot at the end of the race. Just kind of cool to see. They had a great program, and they will have another good one coming up next Saturday night. Check them out. All on Flow, I might add. That's where I caught all the races last night. But we're going to hit this quick break. When we come back, we're going to the east coast of Canada. We're going to check in with Brent Roy, and we'll find out how Radical Speed Sport went for him this weekend. I know there was a bunch of super late model news, a bunch of news with Speedway 660. All came out right at the end of the week. We'll cover all of it when we come back, all live tonight on Racetime Radio. Stay right there. Don't you move an inch. We'll be right back.
Oh, I know. It goes, asphalt's racing on dirts for planting potatoes. But I ain't saying that.
You already did.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by GSR Parts, sprint car specialists with chassis, engines for dirt or asphalt cars. From wings to springs, GSR's got you covered. Also by Quick Wick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter. So, how's that rebuild going? Have you got that race car ready to go yet? You still looking for parts? Have you called GSR Parts yet? You want to save some money, right? So you can buy the stuff you need throughout the course of the year. GSR Parts carries all the big name brands, along with some parts that are manufactured right on site. Centrally located in Ontario, you can stop by and pick up the parts you need, or they'll ship them nationwide. Whether you race dirt or asphalt, they even carry parts for road course cars. 226-583-8001. And keep an eye on GSR Parts Facebook page. For over 30 years, Quick Wick Fire Starters have fueled this sport on and off the track, making lighting your campfire as easy as 1, 2, 3. There's no need for kindling or paper. Just pop your Quick Fire Starter in the pit, add your wood, and presto, you're a pro. Quick Fire Starters. No harmful chemicals and guaranteed to light your fire every time. Quick Fire Starters, the world's best fire starter.
Even though Napa is a nationally known name, nearly all of our stores are built from the ground up by local owners and families. People you might call neighbors will be here, there, and everywhere, doing what neighbors do to keep their communities moving forward. You stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, you can count on Napa know-how.
Tonight's Racetime Radio is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts Stores, Port Hawkesbury, New Glasgow, and Andy Gadish, Nova Scotia.
Drivers, start your engines. Summer starts at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park with the Castro Victoria Day Speed Fest on May 17th to 19th. Featuring the NASCAR Canada Series, Sports Car Championship Canada presented by Michelin, and more. Music, fireworks, and the nation's top drivers racing on Canada's legendary Grand Prix circuit. Canadian Tire Motorsport Park, Canada's legendary home of motorsports since 1961. Visit CanadianTireMotorsportPark.com for tickets and details. I want my MPG.
If you're looking for miles per gallon, you're definitely at the wrong place. Maybe a few channels up or a few channels down, you'll find it. But this is Racetime Radio. And now, back with your host, Joe Chisholm.
And welcome back, everyone, to Racetime Radio on Rev TV, Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. You can count on Racetime Radio right here on Rev, right across the country. I want to let you know who we got coming up next week on the show. We got Brandon Carlson coming up, drives out in BC, drives a late model. This weekend, he was with Dave Smith at the ARCA race, of course, crewing for Dave. Don't know how he made out. We'll have to check into that. But Brandon's going to join us. Andrew Ranger has got some huge news coming out this week at some point, but Andrew Ranger's going to join us. Do you ever watch HGTV and Brian Baumler? Do you ever watch Brian? Island of Brian, Leave It to Brian, Rock the Block. He's got other shows. Oh, Brian All In. Brian Baumler used to race on dirt. He raced at this weekend. I found that out, and I went, I better contact Brian and find out. And sure enough, I contacted him. He said, sure, I used to run on dirt. I said, would you like to join us on Racetime Radio, Brian? I'd love to hear the story. And we'll catch up with these fastest nailer anywhere in Canada. I can guarantee you that. And Brian said, sure. So he is coming on next week on the show, along with Josh Collins, driver of the 56, NASCAR Canada, all the way out in Newfoundland. Josh Collins going to join the show next week. So that's what we got coming at you next week. But coming at you right now, a guy that was at Radical Speed Sport all weekend. He's probably, well, he's not done talking racing because he's going to talk a little bit more right now. Well, let's welcome in from Speedway 660 and the Super Late Model Tour out on Canada's East Coast. His name is Brent Roy. What's going on there, big guy? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, guys. How's my mic? How's my audio? Am I good?
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine. How was the weekend? Was it a good show in Halifax, as always?
Man, not too bad. We had an awesome time there at the Coliseum. It's in Moncton. We had probably 120,000 people through the gates over the course of the weekend. Surprisingly happy that it rained on Saturday, mm-hmm. and that just forced everybody inside. It was awesome. Lots of schedules given out. Lots of race fans met. You know, as many times as we do promotions and stuff, you think, okay, we're hitting all the boxes. There's a lot of people. You know, where's Speedway 660? Oh well. Yeah. No, it's only an hour away. Just hit this button right here, and it'll take you right to it. So, it was awesome. It was a good show. Had a lot of stuff there, and you know, it's something that we're really it's a kickoff of the race season here on the East Coast.
You know, I made the mistake. I said Halifax. Actually, Moncton is where it was. But I can hear every word you're saying, Brent. When I owned Sauble Speedway, out in Sauble Beach. Not 20 miles away is Owen Sound, and I'm set up in Owen Sound at Gray County Mall. There was a mall, and I'd have people coming up there all day long. I'd hand them a schedule, and they'd say, Sauble Speedway, where is that? I've never even heard of it. And it would just blow my mind because it's a small area, and you got people that don't even know the racetracks there.
Yeah, it's funny. We run into that all the time. I always say, the response is always, I haven't been there in forever, or I've never been there and didn't know about it. So we do our best to try to get out to the community, you know, put us, I picked up from another promoter that they always said, be wherever you're not expected. And so I try to do that as much as I can. You know, we got some other things this year that we're going to do. We finally are returning to the local mall in Fredericton and St. John in a couple weeks. So I was able to come to a deal with them. We used to have a mall show years and years ago. So, you know, 10 years ago we would do that. Haven't done it for 10 years. So we're excited to get a few cars in the mall here in a couple weeks and pass out some more schedules, meet some more fans, put some more kids in cars, all that fun stuff, you know, and get more people out to the racetrack.
Absolutely, and you're great at it, I might add. Hey, lots of news coming out over the last couple of weeks, as early as Friday. Some more news. Bring us up to date, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a while since I talked to you guys, but, you know, with our Labor Day weekend, Speed Weekend, we got Yard Gear 250 presented by Valvoline Motor Oil for that event. So 15,000 to win, pro late model event. Already fielding calls from guys, you know, all over Atlantic Canada, some from Ontario, you know, guys in New England and further south too, about, you know, what's it going to take to come here and win that. So we're looking good for that. It's going to be a super strong field, and really excited about that. And we're still working on some contingency stuff for like heat race prize money and some last chance qualifier money and stuff like that. So going to be a big weekend, 24th annual 250, and really excited for that. But on September 29th, we're going to have a Day of Destruction. We're going to have a demo derby. We're going to have a van prix where we'd have vans go over a jump, and we're going to race some side-by-sides in the infield and stuff too. So kind of diversifying a bit there. So really excited for everything this coming year between that and the Super Late Model Series going good. And, you know, we've got, I think, 22 in the area registered full-time drivers and another handful part-time, so that's looking super good and strong with Easy Clean support there. But yeah, I mean, I've been working on end of the fall I kind of shifted gears into working on Speed Weekend 2024, And, you know, with the title sponsor and Valvoline as presenting sponsor and a weekend partnership and stuff, it's going to be a really good weekend this year. Last year was great, but I'm really excited for this one already.
How about camping that weekend? I know it's huge. How does somebody get a site? Did they got to book it early? I can well imagine.
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be sending out reminders to our previous campers here shortly to get booked up. And then if they don't rebook, then spots become available. So I'm going to have that all online shortly. Working on that as a package to be able to go in and click, 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 and you're done. But our website and through email, we can get that booked. And there's not many other spots that you can pull in on a Wednesday night for $50 and, you know, stay there till the next Wednesday and enjoy three nights of racing, a live concert, infield bonfire. Like it's not matched anywhere that I'm aware of. So it's an unbelievable good time and something that even if you're just a race fan, come check it out, man. It's foolish.
Yeah. Well, it's great value, and the entertainment that you're going to have on the racetrack, second to none, really. I can't tell you how many times I've been asked by different late model competitors, okay, Joe, heard about the IWK 250, what else can I hit? Well, I said you got to go 660 for the 250 weekend. You got to check out Scotia Speed World for their 250. I said it's the Triple Crown out there, you guys. That's the ones you want to win. Those three right there. I said, if you can do that, put in what you're going to do here. I said, it'll be a complete season like you've never had. And trust me, you go once, you're going to go every single year. That's the way it turns into. It's an annual.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like all those events are awesome. They're multi-day deals, you know, and each one's unique, right? Like the IWK race, you know, you do qualifying. There's some heat races. They got a break in the center of it for, you know, guys to change tires and such. The Clash race, they do qualifying the night before. They do some heat racing. I think they do a break as well. But, like, what I'm really proud of with our race is it's all one day. It's heat racing. There's no qualifying. So our heat racing, we did some data analysis on it. And what we called unique passes. In our three heat races, we had 40 unique passes in the heat races because it's totally random.
Yeah.
Where some other racetracks and some other races only had, you know, less than 10 across all theirs and less than 5 in some cases.
Yeah.
So the heat races are just as good as the main show. And then once we get to the main show, there's no break. So there's strategy on when you stop for your tires, when you stop for the fuel to make it to the end. Do you stop early and get it out of the way, get track position, you know, late? Do you wait to the end and have fresher tires? You know, it's really interesting to see how it all plays out. And some guys wait till the end. Some guys do it early. And depends on how the race unfolds, it totally changes the game. And that's what I love about our race is that you just don't know until the last 50 laps what's going to happen.
Yeah, and if you wait till late to get those tires and that caution does not come, you guys have had lots of green flag runs, man.
Yep, exactly. And we don't throw the yellow. So, like, we have a rule that if you bring out a yellow on purpose, it's a 2-lap penalty. So if you run out of fuel and bring out the caution, you can't just like pit and then get fuel and then be good to go. Like you're going to be penalized. So we have a rule in the rule book that if we get to close to lap 200 with no yellows, we'll throw a competition caution around lap 200. But if we have a caution in the first 100 laps, then that goes out the window.
Right.
Right. So, you know, it's a really fun race. It's really interesting to see all the different teams, see what strategy they do, you know, and it truly is all over the board of what guys, you know, go into it thinking they're going to do. And then they change it at the last minute or this or that. And that's what makes the race so great is that you have the guys that are coming through the field on fresh tires and guys that are trying to hang on old tires. Or vice versa, and it's awesome. And then, by the way, it's $50 a lap to lead it. So,
yeah.
You know, you stay out and lead some laps, and you collect some money. You know, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah, well, you keep throwing the carrots, and they'll never get off the racetrack. Incredible. I've seen Dylan Gosby, the champion's car, set up at the show. Man, what a piece. That thing looks pristine.
Oh, man, they brought a nice piece. And I'll tell you, that is an Ontario McCull chassis. So it's a nice piece. Only one race on it so far. So they're looking forward to getting that back on track. He's never had it at 660. I was talking to him this weekend, and he said he's really excited to see what that thing's going to do at that track. He feels that it's going to be better than their other car there. And by the way, they're not too terrible at it at the moment. So yeah. That could be bad news for everybody else. But those guys, they just released a NAV Canada coming on board to sponsor them. So that's phenomenal. A national company supporting, you know, our defending champion in our series. NAV Canada looks after all the air traffic control for you know, Canada-wide. So to see a national company see the value in our sport is awesome. And they're actively looking for people to hire to do that job. So, I even took a brochure and I was like, man, this could be cool. I'm on the radio all the time. Why not? I'll talk to people 30,000 feet in the air. It seems pretty neat. So,
well, as if you got time to do that.
I'll find time. It's all you can sleep when you're dead. No big deal.
That's right. Yeah. Incredible. How about new guys coming into the series? Let's switch over and talk about that a hair. Any new names coming in that weren't part of it last year?
Yeah. So we got a handful. There's one, Kent Vincent is actually going to run the full schedule, which is awesome. It fits his schedule well. There's six races. He's going to pick up a handful of other races too, probably Speed Weekend, Mike Stevens Memorial, that type of stuff. So really excited to see him on this tour and, you know, really do a good job with it. He's a good racer, super nice guy, and just a gentleman all around. So really excited to have him. He's been working on the car. Nobody really knows. He's probably going to get mad that I said it, but he's been working on the car over there on PEI for a while. So that'll be good to see. And, you know, apart from that, we've been having registrations roll in steady, and they still come in. And we're going to have a few surprises at a couple races here and there, and of some U.S. competitors coming over to try their hand against our boys. And really excited for that stuff, too. So, you know, all in all, the series is looking as 2024 approaches. It's going to be phenomenal. We're going to have another six-pack of races that, man, you're not going to want to miss any of them.
Practice day number one, where is it? What day does Speedway 660 crack the gates and practice starts?
Well, we don't have a test and tune day, but we're going to start allowing the teams to test here pretty well within the next week or two. And then we open up the season at Petty with the Super Late Model Series on the 11th of May. 660 starts a week later with the 18th of May for the Riverview Ford season opener. And then we have the Pro Stock Tour come in the next week, and then the Super Late Model Series a week after that. So I got like one week on the road and then 3 weeks home. That's just bang, bang, bang with three huge events just to start the season. So it's May's a busy month for me. It's going to be fun, though.
Sideboards on that plate, buddy. Sideboards. That's what you're going to need. But you'll love it. I know you will.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of people... I got the question a couple times this weekend, like, do you ever sleep? How do you find time to do this, that, or the other? And I said, you know what? You just get it done. Not everything gets done, you know, but it, you know, we got a good team. I'm not by myself, but you know, we're a small team and we have passion and we work hard and we work, you know, late into the night and early into the morning. And we got to get it done, man. Cause we want to put on a good show. We want to put on the best show. And, you know, that's our goal, is just to put on the best show, whether it's at 660, the Super Late Model Series, whether I'm on the road at, you know, Oyster Bed, you know, putting a show over there. I want the fans to walk away, say, wow, I need to come back to the next one, or I need to go to wherever they're going next.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yep. So, and they got to follow it.
That's my goal at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you do a dynamite job with it. Final question for you, and then we got to throw the keys back to everybody. How about hiring? Do you got any positions you need filled at 660? Anybody's tuned in from out there in New Brunswick. Do they come out? Where do they go? And do you need anybody?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as with everything, you know, you talk to any race team, they're always looking for help. So we're kind of in the same boat. You know, we're always looking for extra hands for track crew, sweep crew, that type of stuff. You know, we're a lot of fun, and you put on a headset and, you know, we have a few giggles along the way too. You know, we're not always super serious, but That's a lot of fun. And for the super late model series, you know, we're really a skeleton crew. We go to the racetrack with like four or five people, including myself. So, you know, if somebody's out there and they want to help us out, whether it's, pitchers or, you know, lineups or something like that, and they want to volunteer towards, you know, doing something, that's great. Cause, you know, at the end of the day, I volunteer for that. Like people don't realize that, but you know, when it comes to that stuff, I'm a volunteer. You know, just want to see, all ships rise and the sport thrive. So, you know, if somebody wants to put on one of our shirts and help us out and do a good job and, you know, have a day at the races and a bite to eat, drink after it, then come on out. Let me know. We got our emails on the websites, of course. And, yeah. You know, we're always looking for help for that.
I used to love it when I had Sobel, and I'd get emails where somebody's chirping about the job the officials did. Oh, they're blind. How could they miss that? Blah, blah, blah. And I'd always follow up with, you sound like you know what you're doing. I'd love to have you on our team out here. If you got better eyes, please come on out. We'll hire you on the spot. Sounds like you're right on the ball. Gone. Never heard from them again.
Yeah.
Or you'd get them on the team, one or the other. Obviously, they're invested in it. They love it. Come on out. Don't chirp us. Come on out and be part of us. Make us better.
Yeah, I kind of have I'm not going to call it a saying, but I always look at it as I will look at every complaint with, you know, a strong eye, as long as there's a solution in there that somebody suggested. If you're just going to complain just to complain, no, that's fine, but come at me with solutions and we can have a conversation about it. If there's an issue, we'll fix it. We'll look at it. You know, if you want to help, fantastic. I think that's awesome. You know, if people are passionate about it and they want to be part of the solution, that's what this sport needs more than anything.
Yeah, well said. Well said. You're exactly right. Come at it both ways, but come with a solution. Brent, this has been great catching up with you, man. I appreciate the time. I know you were smoking busy all weekend, and you cut time out for us. We much appreciate it. And you're going to have to get some sort of rest, buddy, because it's coming like a freight train.
Yeah, I told my wife. So I'm on my way home now. I obviously pulled over to the side of the road, but I told my wife that when I get home, I think I'm going to go to sleep and then just wake up on Tuesday. So that's what I think the plan is. And then I'll be good to go. And then at the end of May, I'll probably do the same thing. And then, you know, be good to go for a while. But, you know, between that, my little girl always gets up at like 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. So we're up for the day and I get some work done there. She's watching cartoons, eating her cereal. My son, he's 7. He's a little older. He doesn't like getting up. So I'm always the bad guy to wake him up sort of thing. So, you know, it's not too bad, but yeah, it's a lot of fun, but you know, I'll rest when I die.
Yeah. No alarm necessary. Good stuff, buddy. I know I'll be shaking your tree before we get the green flag in the air. I want to make sure we're all set in New Brunswick. You have a good night. Safe drive home. And, I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Anytime, guys. Appreciate it. And as always, speed safely.
You want to believe it. That is Brent Roy. Speedway 660. 660 is his home track. And, of course, the Super Late Model Tour. All getting ready to fire off. May 11th, race number one, Petty International Raceway. You got to keep an eye on their websites. Like I say, the news and information is pretty well continuous these days. And it's all big stuff. So it's all happening. And that guy's got his hand into everything out there and rocking it quite nicely. But that, my friends, is going to do it for us here tonight on Racetime Radio. Got to thank Susie Q right here in the studio. Got to thank all of our guests. Next week, Brandon Carlson, Andrew Ranger, Brian Baumler, and, of course, from Newfoundland, Josh Collins. We're in for a good one next week. Plus, all the results. We'll have some more Merrittville results, I do believe. And you never know what else we're going to have on this program. But I can guarantee you that it'll be all live on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel, Racetime Radio TV. And we'll see you then. Have a safe week, everybody. And we'll see you next week, all live right here on Racetime Radio and Rev TV Canada. We'll see you then. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.